Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 8th of April at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about house prices and the overall economy, and we'll be looking at trade as we brace for the EU tariff response and all the nutty markets as usual, including a bounce back in shares in Japan. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the papers and the websites. Politico reports that the EU is negotiating with a trade bazooka in its hand, but can't agree on whether to pull the trigger just yet. Beyond a carefully crafted message of a proportional and united response from all of the bloc's trade ministers at their meeting in Luxembourg, the key question of how to respond to President Trump's trade broadside threatens to open cracks in the fragile cohesion. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made it clear that the EU wanted to negotiate. The bloc was offering a zero-for-zero tariff scheme on industrial goods, she said, covering cars, drugs, chemicals, plastics and machinery, among other things. The anti-coercion instrument, a nuclear option that has yet to be deployed, would empower the EU executive to hit US service industries such as tech and banking. Trump's tariffs, which would affect a 380 billion euro worth of EU exports, are exactly the kind of economic bullying the EU had in mind when it designed the ACI. Emma Hanrahan in the Business Post reports that Davy analysts said that there is a good strategic rationale to a potential acquisition of Finance Ireland by PTSB. Late last year, PTSB initiated a move toward negotiations to buy Finance Ireland, the state's largest non-bank lender, and remains interested in doing a deal, the Irish Times had reported. PTSB, the paper said, was being advised by international investment bank Alantra, and any bid would be expected to be more than 300 million euro, industry sources said, told the paper. Neither PTSB nor Finance Ireland responded to queries on the matter. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that Ireland's gross national debt fell by 2.5 billion euro last year to 218 billion euro, as the government recorded a surplus of 23 billion, according to the CSO. The data shows that the general government debt fell to 41% of GDP, down from 43% in 2023. Government revenue increased by 20% to 24.5 billion euro, while expenditure rose by 9 billion euro. A large part of the surplus recorded last year was due to the conclusion of the Apple tax.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.